Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. My lady, my love, my life, my partner. Darling, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm out on the back porch sipping my tea and enjoying myself.
Yeah, we are coming to you live tonight from Owl Mountain and just enjoying the evening and all the company, all the people coming into town, old friends, new friends, all of it. It's wonderful. So we normally chit-chat a little bit, but I think we ought to go ahead and get right to our guest. And we'll chit-chat a little bit after. Did you have anything you wanted to say before we bring? All right. So tonight we're going to be joined by Heather Killen, coordinator for the Earth Warrior Festival. Let's go ahead and get her in here. And Heather, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, hi,
yes,
Heather.
Ma'am.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty well.
Good. Good.
Got no complaints. So there might be a few people out there that aren't familiar with you, with Earth Warrior Festival. So would you just take a couple of minutes now and tell all of our listeners about yourself and let everybody know who you are?
Okay. Well, my name is Heather Killen, and I'm in Central Ohio. I'm actually in Newark, Ohio. And I'm the owner and founder of Violet Flame Gifts, which is a small practitioner shop. We opened in 2003. We joke all the time that the difference between a practitioner store and a New Age store is a decimal point. So folks need their supplies. We are a very good direction for them. And then back in 2008, I believe, was our launch year for the Earth Warriors Festival. And Earth Warriors is a multi-path warriors and guardians gathering. It's for those who are 21 years of age and older. It's really important that everyone on site is an adult. especially if someone's passing the horn around the fire. You want to make sure that that's cool. And we frequently say there that, you know, we're a one people by spirit and heart, and we use words differently and we use tools differently, and we're there to learn from our differences and to celebrate our similarities. And it's always just an amazing time there. We hold Earth Warriors at Camp Graham, which is in Clarksville, Ohio. It's right above Cincinnati. And that's in the fall. Our dates this year, September 22nd through the 25th. We always have elders and leaders and community leaders and people who are, you know, maybe a little bit bigger on the national screen shows up. And well, some of our lineup this year is we've got Roger Daudry and the Firestarters. Roger's a traditional Irish boy from County Cork, and he always tears it up on stage. And Mayan Ruins will be there. Kellyanna will be there. M.R. Sellers and Jackie Smith, Carlo Hawkwalker, Taryn Martin, Devin Hunter, Chaz Bowman. I'm looking down my list of presenters here. Storm Fairy Wolf, Sula Hoops, Joy, and Alex Ledmetic, speaker. I'll be there, of course. We actually have Devin Hunter coming into the store here in the next couple weeks for his book release. His new book from Llewellyn is The Witch's Book of Power. And so he'll be in the 15th through the 18th, I think it is, doing book signing and workshop awesomeness and readings. And we're going to have a barbecue, and there'll probably be some loud music. So it should be great.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
So tell me about this camp where you hold the Earth Warrior Festival.
Where we hold the festival?
Yes.
Camp Graham is located right off of 71 South, if you're Central Ohio or Northern area. It's about 4 miles down from the exit for the Ohio Ren Fair. And where we hold it is a 4-H camp. And
okay.
We are within, I think it's 4 miles of Fort Ancient, which ties in with the mound system pretty strongly. And there's this one amazing guy on site named Jason, and he takes care of the entire site for us. It's always a point of pride that we leave the camp better than we found it, but we always find it just immaculate. There are shower houses with private stalls, and they're plush. The galley, our dining hall galley, is ran by pirates. So people sing to you and give you a shanty and a song as you're getting your oatmeal in the morning. we have a huge field there, so we can do fire spinning and have a lot of flow exercises and things going on while music is going on. There's usually at least 4 concerts. There are cabins on the site. There's a limited number of cabins, but we always have cabins each year. And they're standard Boy Scout kind of styled cabins, bunk beds, concrete floor, but they have electricity. So for people who need like CPAP machines, or, you know, they need to recharge different devices either for medical or personal use, then that's available to them there as well.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, I used to attend. Well, maybe I don't know. Used to attended 3 or 4 events south of Columbus that the PCCO did 15 years ago or so. That's not the same campground, is it?
They used that campground for, I think it was greening, but they used like 4 or 5 different campgrounds around Ohio.
Yeah,
this isn't the one with the killer hill. this is it's all pretty flat terrain. It's really beautiful. There's a pond in the back.
Okay, so it's not the same one, because the one that I'm talking about had, like you said, the killer hill. and all the
cabins
were up on
this. Yeah, that's right outside
of
Lancaster. I know what camp you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a Boy Scout camp or something.
Yeah, I think they used 4-H camps predominantly as well.
Oh, was it? Okay. Maybe it was. I just know that it was. I vended one year, and it was down on the flats below the hill, below the fire circle, and mm-hmm. it rained one year, and everything was a swamp down there on Vendor's Row.
Oh, I believe it. I've been there. I've vended at shows with Violet Flame all the time, and yeah, sometimes there's just no dry to be had. But no, at Earth Warriors, everything's pretty flat. We have as many attendees in their 20s as we do in their 70s. Nice. So the terrain was really important that it be easy on the body. And we shuttle back and forth all the time as well. But, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's
good.
Not that killer hill from Lancaster. Yeah.
All right, well, very cool. Now, my lady has been an event organizer in the past as well. In fact, that's actually how we met. So, Robin, I know you wanted to jump in with a couple of comments, questions, or whatever.
Yeah, sure. I was a coordinator, event coordinator and co-founder for the Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance for 10 years in New Jersey, and we used to hold a family-friendly Beltane Festival in Brendan Byrne State Forest for 300 families. And over the years, it just became like a family reunion. So I know how much work goes into, you know, getting an event up on its feet. And I respect and admire anybody who's still doing it. And so thank you for doing that for your community. People don't realize how much work actually goes into it. For some reason they think you just pitch a tent and open the doors and people come.
Yeah.
And you know, it's every little thing from the moment you step foot in an event is planned basically for you.
Yeah.
Whether you realize it or not. So I know how much work it is. So I always love to thank the event organizers because it's a labor of love. It costs us money, it costs us energy, it sometimes costs us time with our family. It's all encompassing. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, my kids frequently walk into my office and they're like, "Are you working on the shop or are you working on the festival?" Because it takes a lot of lead time. This is this fall will be our 9th year for the festival, and I'm booking year 10 already.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot more that goes into it than just, hey, we're going to go over there and call all our friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that some people don't realize is getting presenters, getting people to come and perform and how much behind-the-scenes work goes into that. And, you know, there's been, I don't know about how you feel about it, but I think there's been a slight downturn over the last, I don't know, probably the last 10 years in people who want to attend live events with other people. They're more content to sit at home at their computer screen and pretend to be pagan with all their, you know, people on, I shouldn't say pretend to be, but would be pagan with all their people on the computer. And as much as that does have a purpose, and we do rituals, you know, on the computer all the time, there's still no replacement for being with other people in your community and touching them and validating each other's experiences and having common experiences. It creates
tribe.
It creates family. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we call it tribe at Earth Warriors. In with our festival where it's a little bit different yet is that it is very warrior and guardian oriented. And that's definitely not the whole of our pagan community. Those who do come are usually, you know, they're looking to fill up and reconnect with their tribe and learn something new. And we always hold it the weekend after Maven, so it doesn't conflict with you know, a week long of Sabbath ceremonies for everybody. And we call it homecoming. Like, usually Thursday night, the first night on site, we have a DJ dance, and it's the Warriors homecoming dance. And it's wonderful to see everybody just reconnect, because a lot of times these people are so spread out. We've had attendees come in from England for a few years, depending on who we had speaking. And I think my most humbling comment that I had received so far for about Earth Warriors was from Oberon Zell a few years back when we had him in. And it was the night of the meteorite. We had a beautiful meteorite shoot across the field, and it hung in the sky for a good 30 seconds. I thought someone had shot off a magnesium flare in the center of the field at first, and I stopped. I'm like, oh, my God, there are glowing rocks in the sky. This is awesome. So, but it was when Oberon was there. And I usually say, you know, if the gods throw rocks at you, you should quit doing that. So we were trying to see where they landed. And Oberon just kept patting me on the shoulder, and he said that Earth Warriors was what they were hoping for when they first started talking about the old ones, when they first started talking about pagan festivals, that we had nailed it.
Oh, very
and
cool.
That was very humbling, and it was very touching. So it's important. I mean, if in a lot of ways, I think about the festivals, my daughter, I have boys, so the festivals, my daughter, and sometimes she needs a little more attention at times than others, but she's getting older and growing up, and people just, they need that connection. They need that spirit-to-spirit connection.
So if someone had never ventured out to an event before and they wanted to come to Earth Warrior, what would you tell them about how to be prepared for this event?
Well, we've got a suggested pack list on the website. We usually tell people wear real shoes. Flip-flops are fun, but, you know, if you're going to be doing a lot of walking, wear real shoes. And and to just come and be who you are. And in the galley, my staff and I, we always switch it up. So we're sitting with new people and talking with new people, so no one feels isolated. When you're there, it's my job and the staff's job to create safe space, and that's what we do. And I think we've got a lot of people who don't go to other festivals. We've had quite a few people who have come to Earth Warriors, and then they've gone to other festivals and are like, oh, my God, you guys spoil us. So we will take care of you and help you while you're there, and you get to connect with brothers and sisters that you didn't even know you were missing.
Very nice. Now,
it sounds wonderful.
I missed this if you had said this, so I apologize. There's a lot going on here this evening. How long of a festival is Earth Warrior? Is it like a weekend? Is it 4 days? Is it?
It starts on a Thursday, and it closes on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay. So you really, you know, if you take just like Friday off of work, it's not a big deal.
Right.
That's good.
And there's free registration. If somebody pre-registers through the website, pre-registration is usually open until Labor Day weekend. Because as an organizer, you know, 90% of things have to be paid before you hit the gate.
Absolutely.
So if they pre-register, pre-registration for the event is $100. At the gate, it's $150. And that includes Sunday morning breakfast as well. We do a community breakfast Sunday morning where I make sure everybody's fed before they get on the road. Because a lot of times at festival we see people who they forget to eat, they forget to hydrate.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we feed everybody before they get on the road.
Yep. I can't tell you how many years at festival people would show up and be like, "Oh, we didn't bring any food with us."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's a supermarket down the road. Well, no, we really don't have any money for food either. We came with, you know, we've got $20 in cash to get us back for gas, and that's all we've got. And always hook them up
and
with somebody
where are we
in Tampa
sleeping?
Would feed
them.
Yeah, and then there were those
where are we sleeping because we didn't bring a tent.
Car.
Yeah.
So
we've had a few of those, but not quite as many. And usually when that happens, I send them to the galley, and our pirate women in the galley will put them to work washing dishes.
If you pull a kitchen shift, you get to eat. That's the way that works.
And that's pretty much the tack that we would take, you know. Here the porta potties need toilet paper, and then there's, you know, garbage that needs taken out, and make them work.
Yep.
But they won't starve, and they'll probably still manage to have a great time while they're there. So.
Oh, we feed people and feed people and feed people,
I'm always amazed when we start stocking the galley. We also have a green room that is for our presenters and our staff, and there's additional, like, water, coffee, food, and things in there. But when we start hauling in all the food and all the everything, I'm like, oh, my God, how many people are we going to have? So. There's a lot of work that goes into a gathering like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I said, I don't think that most people get it. You know, they just kind of show up and it's all there for them, and they just think that the fairies came and made it all happen. And it doesn't really work that way. So if you go to an event and you have a little spare time and you think to yourself, you know, I'd really like to, you know, pitch in here. I bet if you go up to somebody at registration and say, hey, I'd like to do a volunteer shift, they could probably find something for you to do, and that's always appreciated. And, you know, I know some events, and I think it's not as popular as it used to be, but some events it's enforced. Even if you pay registration, you've got to put your four-hour, you know, volunteer shift in while you're there.
I think Brushwood's that way or used to be that way.
Yeah, Brushwood used to be that way. Absolutely, because I pulled quite a few.
That builds a sense of service and
a sense of investment as well. Yeah,
right. And you become invested in the event and in it doing well, just as an attendee.
Yeah.
So I was going to mention Heather. I think I mentioned when we were still in the screening room before the show that. Robin, being an event organizer, is how she and I met. She tracked me down on Facebook to ask me to come speak at an event that she was organizing. And that's how it started. And we were, you know, remained, you know, friends and worked together on projects. And then, you know, year and a half, 2 years later, we were both single and available at the time, and we started dating, and here we are. So,
And you have a wonderful event coming up this weekend.
We're doing the legal paperwork and actually getting really married on Saturday. We got handfasted about a year ago, and it was time. So I'm really excited because this is the last time I'm going to do this.
Congratulations.
Thank you. One way or the other, it's the last time I'm doing this.
Yeah, same here. Absolutely. I mean, we're done with it. I don't have the energy, so this is just going to have to work. That's all there is to it. So.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
So anyway, I know it might be a little bit early, but before we go to the break, how does someone get information? You have mentioned that there is a website, but you have not told us what that website
websites.
Is.
Okay. All right. For Earth Warriors, for the Earth Warriors Festival, the website is www.earthwarriorsfestival.com. And then to get a hold of me or get a hold of the shop, all you have to do is go to violetflamegift.com.
Okay. That's www.earthwarriorfestival.com.
Correct.
And www.violetflames. Say
flame.
That last one again. Violetflamegift.
Violet
gifts. Okay, violetflamegift.com.
Violetflamegift.com. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very cool. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, do a little business, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the festival and about the shop, and then we'll just take it from there. So we're going to play a song called Maddie Groves by Darv the Bard, one of our favorites, and in the commercial that we got to play and all that stuff, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Everybody stick around.
Lord Donald's wife stepped into the church, the gospel for to hear. And when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about. That's where she spied a little Mattie Groves walking in the crowd. Come home with me, little Mattie Groves, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, little Mattie Groves, and sleep with me till the light. Oh, I can't come home, I won't come home and sleep with you tonight. By the rings on your fingers I can see you are Lord Donald's wife. What if I am Lord Donald's wife? Lord Donald's not at home. He is out in the far gone fields bringing the yearlings home. Said, he swore Lord Donald he would know before the sun would set. And in his hurry to carry the news, he bent his breast and ran. And when he came to the broad mill stream, he took off his shoes and swam. When he awoke, Lord Donald, he was standing at his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? How do you like my lady who lies in your arms asleep? Well, I like your feather bed. Well, I like your sheets. But better I like your lady gay who lies in my arms asleep. Well, get up, Lord Donald cried. Get up as quick as you can. It'll never be said in fair England that I slew a naked man. Oh, I can't get up, I won't get up, I can't get up for my life. For you have two long beaten swords and I not a pocket knife. Well, it's true I have two beaten swords and they cost me deep in the purse. But you shall have the better of them and I will have the worse. And you will strike the very first blow and strike it like a man. And I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. Mm-hmm. the very first blow, and he hurt Lord Donald sore. Lord Donald struck the very next blow, and Matty struck no more. And then Lord Donald took his wife and sat her on his knee, saying, who do you like the best of us, Matty Groves or me? And then up spoke his own dear wife, never heard to speak so free, I'd rather a kiss from dead Matty's lips than you or your finery. He did bawl. He struck his wife right through the heart, and he pinned her against the wall. A grave Lord Donald cried to put these lovers in, but bury my lady at the top, for she was of noble kin.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for
Virginia. Welcome back, everybody. This is Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. Hey, darling, how's it going out there?
Well, pretty good.
All right. Enjoying the peace and quiet out there on the deck and the beautiful evening?
Yeah, except for the mosquitoes are starting to get bad. But other than that, it's good.
Well, I can't say as I blame them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
really funny.
All right. Yeah, so we're talking with Heather Killen tonight. Heather, are you back with us?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. And so you've been telling us about the Earth Warrior Festival, and you mentioned briefly the Violet Flame Gifts. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the store, as long as we got you here with us tonight, hanging out.
Okay, that sounds cool. And the store, I had ran managed another metaphysical store for about 4 years. And my boss, we called her the Angry Buddhist. She didn't like Wiccans. She really didn't like witches, and she didn't like Wiccans. And that was a good, 70% of our business. And I said, well, that's fine. So I took my last check, and I opened Violet Flame Gifts. And we've been going for, this is our 13th year. We, at one point, had two shop locations. We had the Hearth Shop here in Newark, and we had another location in Reynoldsburg, and that worked for about a year, and then it didn't. So I said, well, we'll just pull back to the Hearth Shop because, you know, if people are interested in craft, then they have to have a certain understanding of the hearth as well. So we've been here for 13 years, and like I said before, we're a practitioner store. So one of the things that had irritated me with the store that I had worked for, they're no longer in business, but was that they would jack the prices on everything. And I just thought it was extremely unfair to charge $15 for a smudge stick. And so we offer the best prices that we possibly can here at Violet Flame. And the Violet Flame itself is very much about transformational magic. It's about taking something bad, neutralizing it, and making it good. Some people would call that snake medicine, that transformational energy. It's like linked with Saint Germain and the crown chakra, but it's all about taking kind of a crappy hand and neutralizing it and then making it something positive that works for you. And
spades and going nil, right?
Yeah.
like playing yep. spades, get a really crappy hand, go nil, get 100 points, and, you know.
Yep.
I guess.
So I haven't played spades in years. we're a euchre family here, but but spades are close.
I minored in university.
one of the big things that we do here is I've been doing all natural bath and body blending for over 20 years. So a lot of what we offer are completely natural bath and body line here at Violet Flame, and I blend for a few other spas here in Ohio, and we do wholesale as well. So if we don't have it, I know who can make it if I can't make it myself. And that's really important to me with the shop as well. If you're buying something, you know, for magical purpose, you don't want that mass produced if that can at all be avoided. You want someone who takes the care to really focus on what that tool is and how it's going to be used, and just start the magical process all the way from the raw materials up. And we have, it's a small shop, but we have, we survived the recession, which shops didn't. We survived the recession.
You're a braver and a better woman than I am. I used to have a metaphysical store in Toms River, New Jersey, and we lasted about a year and a half. And then I had, you know, church picketers out on my sidewalk, and it just got to be such a hassle. I was working full time and trying to do the store and hiring somebody who was in there, and they were not working and doing the things I asked. It was very hard to be an absentee owner of a store, so I had to give it up. So you're a better woman than I am. Good for you. And I swore I would never do retail again. That was it.
Yeah, it's a bit challenging sometimes with being a metaphysical shop with that, because we get a lot of people who come through the door and they obviously need help. But only a small percentage of them are willing to pick up the tools and the, you know, tips and things, and others just want you to do it for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not how this really works.
Yeah.
This is about accountability.
My least favorite client was, there were people who would come in and look at me and say, what do I need to buy to be a witch?
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like, well, it's really not about what you can buy. It's, you have to do the work. And then once you do the work, you're led to certain things. You know, herbs,
right,
or, you know, stones or tarot or, you know, whatever you have a calling toward. And that's really what it was about for me. And of course, you know, I had friends who were like, you can't tell people, like, when people come in like that, you should give them everything they need. No, I can't do that. So, and that's probably why I don't have a store anymore.
Yeah, I've stopped more than one person who's like, I need this, this, and this. I'm like, you're going to blow yourself up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
So you don't have an instant
make-a-witch
kit?
Oh,
yeah.
There's no instant make-a-witch kit.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if they're really into and lots of questions, because sometimes you can get trapped behind that counter for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I usually say, you know, there are classes. We offer all different kinds of classes, all different traditions of classes. We have drum circles and open ceremony, and there's sometimes there's concerts. Last week we had a Tricky Pixie, S.J. Tucker's band, in for a solstice
okay.
concert. That was pretty cool. But there are answers here if people are willing to do the work, and that's a lot of what I think magic is about, is people need to be willing to do the work.
Yes.
It's all about the personal experience. It's all about the experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not experiencing it, then you're not experiencing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
right.
Yep.
It's not revealed, it's experienced.
Yep. The head of my coven tradition always says, this is an experiential path. And you cannot get it from reading a book. You cannot get it from watching other people do it. You have to do it yourself. That's the only way you learn. It's the only way you move forward. And the other people in your coven or in your group are really just there to validate your experiences for you. They're not there to tell you how to do it. They're not there to tell you what you should do, just to listen and say, yeah, you know, when I did something like that, this is what happened. And, wow, isn't that cool? We had a similar experience. And that's really, for me, that has always been key to my personal path anyway.
Yeah, it's really about developing those relationships.
Yep.
And that's not an overnight thing. That's you're constantly developing your relationships.
Yeah.
I've been teaching that for 15 years. You develop your relationship with the divine, and then you work with the divine, and the divine will come to you in a manner, in a form that is appropriate. You just have to reach out and work with that manifestation that comes to you, and that may change over time, but you work with the manifestation that comes to you, and you develop that relationship, and from there you will get the guidance, you will get the knowledge, the experience, and know where to go and what to do. So, that's
absolutely.
That's one of the things that Robin and I had separately when we came together. We had very similar ideas in that regard. That, you know, it's about the experience, and you got to do it and develop the relationship with the divine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even though we come from even though it's funny, because even though we come from wildly different types of paths, mine is a family tradition. And very, very sort of, you know, you use what you've got at hand. It's not very structured. It's not ceremonial in any way. It's very sort of back to basics. You know, everything surrounds the deity and the elements. And he came from a much more structured background.
Yeah, it was borderline liturgical. But anyway, so no, but
yeah,
you know,
but
I agree with you about what you're, you know, what you're saying, that you know, you know, come to classes and be
mm-hmm.
be involved, do it, and then
mm-hmm.
you then you learn. So
yeah,
absolutely. I hear a lot of excuses from people about why they don't study and why they don't meditate and why they don't do this, that, and the other, and then they wonder why, you know, they're not growing. And
yes,
and I'm a single mom, and I run
mm-hmm.
a business and an organization, and
mm-hmm.
I do prison ministry, and so I have very. I'm like, no, turn off YouTube. Turn off
mm-hmm.
Netflix and, you
mm-hmm.
know, get to work. You know, this,
yeah.
this is about choice. And what is your choice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Life mm-hmm. is all about choices. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
well, we are at a quarter away from the top of the hour. So one more time, why don't you tell people that may be tuning in late, like, you know, 2 minutes about Earth Warrior Festival, how to get in touch with you, how to get in touch with the festival, and
where
all of that kind of
is,
fun stuff.
Yeah, store,
okay.
you know, yeah. store information. Yep.
Okay. Well, Earth Warriors Festival this year is September 22nd through the 25th, and it is at Camp Graham in Clarksville, Ohio. More information can be found for that on our website, which is earthwarriorsfestival.com. We are also on Facebook with all the fun technology stuff. So information can be found there, and you can message staff a little easier through Facebook as well. Violet Flame Gifts is located in Newark, Ohio, and we're at 118 West Locust Street in Newark. We're open Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and on the off days, we're open by appointment. That's usually when I'm blending for spas or working with Hot Lie or doing readings for people. So
mm-hmm.
we open on the other days as well. You just have to call and make an appointment. And the website for the shop is violetflamegifts.com. And there are also two Facebook pages for that as well. So if you just type in either Earth Warriors Festival or Violet Flame Gifts into a Google search, it will likely direct you right to me.
Awesome.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for being with us tonight and for sharing.
Thank you, Heather.
Had a great conversation. You're welcome to stick around while we go through our, you know, Robin's getting ready to tell everybody how to get in touch with us. And
I'd love to stick around.
All right. So, Robin, okay. How do people get in touch with us?
Well, if you'd like Carrie or myself or us together to come and speak at your event or do a workshop, or you'd like to contact us in reference to some of the counseling services that we offer, I'm a holistic health coach. Carrie does spiritual counseling. And you can always reach us through Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings. That's our Facebook page. Or you can also write to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. That's the email address. That's a great way to get in touch with us for those kinds of things. And if you are interested in having us come and speak at an event, please contact us as soon as possible, because dates are filling up. We only have so many weekends in the year that we can actually travel. Because we have a 10-year-old, so we can't be everywhere all at once. So the other thing is that if you also want to get in touch with us on Facebook individually, My Facebook is Robin A. McKeon, and Terry's is Rev Terry Power HP. And either one of those Facebook pages, you can reach us individually. You also can send email to the radio station. So if you heard something on the radio station you loved, or you heard something you didn't love, feel free to send us an email, or you have a question you want to ask and have us address on the air, we do that as well. And Terry, that email address is?
surn.org@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And
we also have a Facebook page for the station that is Spiritual Unity Radio Network.
Yep,
so
and that's how you reach the radio station.
yeah, if you go to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, Little Stone Bridge Path Workings, or the Rev Terry Power HP Facebook pages, all of those are the kind of pages that you click like and let us know that you're around. So you can go like those pages. And that'll also, if you like it, then you start getting announcements and stuff there. So you can always keep up with what we're in, what we're into. Let's see, next week, and I'm away from the house and my calendar, but next week I believe we're talking about the moon card on Tuesday night.
Yep.
And then a week from tonight, I'm thinking is, I'm guessing if I click over to the chat room that I will be told that next week is Brian Hinkey.
I think it is.
Yeah,
we're interviewing Brian Hinkey. Yeah.
Our engineer
Thank you, Niv.
Is Niv is typing furiously at me in the private chat to tell me that next week is Brian Hinkey. So she keeps us on task.
Yes, good job.
And of course, we've been talking about all the events we have already attended. And we are also this weekend getting married. Let's see, August, we're still negotiating those dates with Hercules and Athena about coming over to over to Tenafly, in Tenafly, New Jersey. And let's see, Labor Day weekend, we're at Labor Day 13 over in Indiana at Camp Midian. And then we're going to be at the Florida Pagan Gathering Samhain event. We've been invited back to that, and we will be attending that the second or the first weekend of November. It will be the weekend
right
after
Samhain. We'll be doing workshops at both of those events. I'm not exactly sure what workshops we're going to be doing yet, but it's going to depend on the organizers' needs and what their themes are or may be this year. So. But stay tuned for more info on those.
Yeah, and there's some other dates that are being negotiated right now. So if you are interested in getting us to your event, speak up quick because we do have the calendar filling up. And I've also got my regular day job work schedule to consider. So, all right, with all of that said, my lady, did you have anything else that you wanted to mention?
No. Nope. I'm done.
All right. All right. Well, Heather, again, thank you for being with us tonight. And
thanks
for
having me on.
We look forward to hearing about how, you know, if you want to talk with us again or if there's anything we can do to help promote the Earth Warrior Festival, please let us know. And we will be happy to do what we can to spread the word.
I appreciate
that. I think that's about it. So we will wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night, Heather. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.